Hi, my name is Sahi Makkar, and today I'm joined by a very special guest on the show. She is Australia's top women cricketer and plays in the Women's Big Bash League. Her parents migrated from Chennai in India to Victoria, where she was born. Welcome to SBS Hindi, Alana King.
Hello, thanks for having me, Sahil.
Alana, I will start by asking your Indian connection and if it has contributed to your success journey in any way.
Well, both my parents were born in Madras, which is now called Chennai. So, that's where my Indian blood come from. And I was born in Melbourne, Australia, as you've just mentioned. Having dad played cricket in India, and then when he moved to Australia, he picked up cricket as well. And he pretty much passed that on to my brother and myself. And that's where our love of the game came from. And cricket's almost like a second religion back in India. So it's in all our blood. So.
Alana, when was the first time you realized that you are going to be a cricket player?
The first time that I picked up a cricket bat was probably in the backyard, again with my brother and my dad. I was about 7 or 8 when we started playing a bit of backyard cricket, which is very big, obviously, in Australia, and I'm sure it is in India as well. But I started playing properly for a club when I was 9 years old, and all because of my brother's coach. I was at one of his games and he saw me mucking around with a couple of his teammates and actually saw that I could play the game. So he was quickly on to my dad to try get me down to the local club and get playing because he saw a little bit of talent at a very early age.
Alana, like you said, your father passed on this game to you. Does he still follow cricket? And what's the atmosphere like in the house when India is playing against Australia?
Oh, I think any time it was India, Australia, they would all be going for India. And because I was born in Australia, I was going for Australia. They're the country who I dreamed of playing for. So it was a bit divided when it was Australia versus India, but it was all good fun. And they're definitely on the Australia side now that I'm fortunate enough to be representing them. So They've changed for the better, I guess, for me and for my teammates. But
yeah, I'm sure his heart must be still beating for India since he has to support you. Maybe he has changed his allegiance to Australian cricket team.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully I've won him over to put on the green and gold. But I know he's deep down when the men are playing, obviously, he loves watching India play and see them.
Alana, while you were growing up, did you face any challenge because of the color of your skin, or was it smooth assimilation into the Australian society?
Oh, I think, look, any person of color, I guess, will face their own challenges in whatever shape or form it comes in. And obviously being a girl in a male-dominated sport was probably the biggest challenge. And I was the only girl in our competition, in the whole competition when I was playing junior cricket, so that was a pretty big separation, I guess. But I had a really great club and a really great team that didn't matter what color your skin was, whether you're male or female, they were very inclusive, and I loved my junior cricket club, and they almost helped me love the game even more because it was just an awesome environment to be a part of. And my brother played there and I played there, and it was just a very family oriented club. And yeah, I don't think in those circumstances or in that environment, I ever felt like that I was a bit of an outlier, I guess.
So you never felt any kind of discrimination that usually people complain about?
Not in my junior years because there was a lot of other Indian boys who I was playing with who were part of the club as well. So the club that we played at was a very diverse club, and there are a lot of Indians or Sri Lankans, even Pakistanis that were playing at my junior club. So I just think it's the environment that that I was a part of that just was very welcoming and just very inclusive. So no, at no stage during that period of time, I felt discriminated, I guess. But as I said, I think everyone faces it in different forms. Discrimination comes in different shapes and sizes, and from my experience just playing at that club, no, but I know coming against other opposition teams
depending where they were from, yeah, there was a bit of discrimination, but I just kind of turned a blind eye to that. I was pretty young, but it probably was more prominent when if mum or dad heard it and they would get a bit upset about it. So, yeah, I was probably a bit naive at that stage when I was quite young growing up, and obviously I didn't know any better. I was just there to play cricket and that's what I loved doing. But it was, yeah, maybe other teams that we came across who would say a few things that mum and dad probably heard, and I just kind of brushed away, and it probably hurt them more than it did me, because again, as I said, I was a bit naive and young and a bit uneducated about those things.
Yeah,
so and it's hard, you know, with migrant parents, and when they move to Australia, it's a big thing, and they've got to prove to, I guess, the wider community that they're doing this for the better of them and for the better of their family. So for them to move across to Australia in the early 80s, it would have been very tough. And I know they would have faced their own types of discrimination in any form that it came in. So, it would have been tough for them, and obviously being tough for them to hear things that were talked to about my brother or myself when we were growing up.
So, Alana, what would be your advice to young generation, as mentioned, if they feel racism, discrimination, or left out on the field? As a senior player or established player, what would you advise them?
I just think if it's becoming prominent, I think it needs to be addressed to the club that they're associated to. And I think if it becomes a bigger problem, I think it has to come down to the club being educated on diversity and inclusion. And I think every club has to take ownership of that, and they should be making sure that everyone is welcome to their club. And again, you've got to take away your skin colour if you're there to play cricket and have fun. And I think that's the biggest message every club should be taking on board. So, if it does keep popping up, I think it's more for a club or an administration issue. But again, I hope that what we're doing in Australian cricket, and hopefully filters down to the grassroots, that cricket's a sport for all, and we're all playing it because we love it. So, and if you're good at it, you can keep going. So, I think stick at it. But it, obviously, if there's a bigger issue, I think education plays a massive part in it.
Absolutely. Have you seen more women players from the Indian subcontinent that have taken to this sport?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think from when I was growing up, there wasn't a lot of subcontinent girls that were playing cricket with me. I was fortunate enough to be, as I said, the only girl in the competition when I was growing up in my junior area. So I think the more the girls see figures like myself, or whether it's Lisa Stelaker in the commentary off Indian background, and then you got the Indians who are coming and playing the Big Bash over here, I think the more they see those players on TV, the more they can aspire to. And I've seen a massive increase in those participation, I guess, numbers, with more Indians and Sri Lankans and all subcontinent girls picking up a bat and wanting to play cricket, because they're seeing more of the their own kind, I guess, if you want to say, on TV, and actually seeing them live, which is very exciting, to be honest. I didn't really have anyone that I could watch growing up, but I did watch Mel Jones. She was a big idol of mine growing up, and yeah, I just hope that it keeps inspiring the next generation of subcontinent girls to.
Alana, my last question to you is that do you still have connection to India? You like Indian food, music, or Indian culture?
Absolutely. The Indian culture is a big part of who I am. Like, I grew up obviously Anglo-Indian. I love going to India. We recently went a few years back, and obviously I was a bit older because the previous time I was pretty young, and we only saw family, and that's all I knew that India was. It was all just to go back and see family. But I absolutely love the food. Like, Dad, very fortunate enough, Dad was a chef back in India when he was working there before he moved to Australia. So he's a pretty good cook, I would say. So very blessed to get some really authentic Indian food all these years when I was growing up. But yeah, I'd love to actually see a bit more of India, And obviously, there's still a bit of family there, family and friends who I'll definitely go and visit. But yeah, India is a big part of who I am, and I'm proud to be associated and to have Indian in me.
Thank you, Alana, for sharing this wonderful thoughts with us. And we wish you all the best for your future cricket games.
Thank you so much, Sahil. Thank you.